In a world gripped by the virus, the world turns to one woman. Vaccine. Maxine Vaccine. Late one night, Karen is toiling away at her lab. Her instructions are to work as many hours as necessary to find some means of inoculating people to protect them from the COVID-19 virus. Tired and overwhelmed, she turns on the radio for perhaps some respite and overhears a clip of President Trump proposing that ultraviolet lights, or perhaps some other illumination, can kill the virus. The president goes on to propose disinfectants be injected into people. And perhaps, it seems, at least she thinks she heard him say, Clorox as a defense to the virus. What a moron, she thinks. That can't work. She goes back to work for a while, then, tired, decides to go home. She gets into her old Ford and starts towards her apartment when it comes to her mind that her parents probably have a lot of disinfectants laying around. I'm wondering if some mixture of them might be the trick. Several days pass, and she's not making any progress at all, so in her frustration, she stops by her parents' house in suburban Seattle. No one is home. She finds a closet and pulls out a jug of Clorox and makes her way to the room that her brother only recently vacated that still has all of his black light fixtures. She turns out the white light and turns on the black light and takes a long pull on the jug of Clorox. She is racked with pain and begins to hallucinate. Her head seems to be on fire. All of the lights go out, and when she awakens, she doesn't feel herself. She feels a bit lighter than air. Making her way to the bathroom, she looks in the mirror and discovers she is no longer Karen. She is Maxine Vaccine. Maxine Vaccine, with the power to see the virus so she can kill it. All around her, she sees little nymph-like female figures. Little nymph-like virus figures. Like her, they're in a female form. But unlike her, they've come to Earth not to cure, but to kill. She screams out loud at their vision and discovers her breath weapon, a mixture of irradiated Clorox, kills them all, ridding her parents' house of the virus before they return home. She decides to name these figures Pandemic, and resolves to flatten these female curves, but she has to weaponize her power somehow. She must go return to the lab in her Ford, which itself should be weaponized and renamed the Inoculator. So stay tuned, dear listeners, for the adventures of Maxine vaccine, sworn enemy of pandemic.